This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, nationwide and around the world. And on the second hour of our show, my first guest is the weekend co-host of Fox and Friends, Pete Hegseth. Pete has a brand new book out right now, and we'll be chatting to him about that. Later on in the hour, a very prolific actor, Adam Rodriguez, will be on the show. He's starred in so many things, including Criminal Minds. His latest effort is the Showtime series Penny Dreadful. And then author Michael Starr, who's been on our show before. He's got a book about William Shatner that is extremely interesting. And then we'll close things out with Toby O'Rourke, who is the president and CEO of KOA Campground. Pretty interesting, because in these crazy times that we're going through, camping is coming back big time. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily. When we come back, my first guest, the second hour, Pete Hegseth. Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of the history's most iconic war vessels as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, a perfect balance of naval action and strategic gameplay. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, the thinking man's action game, at worldofwarships.com. The invite code is BOOM, B-O-O-M.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists trying to destroy us right now will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
We are back all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today. Well, our next guest, the co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, he's an author, book back in 2016, a good book too, I might add, In the Arena, and he's a patriot. He served in the United States Army for 12 years, doing tours in Iraq, Guantanamo Bay, Afghanistan, earning 2 bronze stars and a combat infantry's badge. And he's got a brand new book out right now that is fascinating. You got to get this thing, called American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. Joining us right now is Pete Hegseth. Hey, Pete, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm well, Ron. Thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
I was watching your podcast the other night, and I just couldn't get away. I mean, it is so good, and you hit all the buttons. Let's talk about this new book. It talks about the fact that the election of Donald Trump may have been a sign of national rebirth, but the left demanding globalism, secularism, socialism, they've gone to all extents to ruin it. It's almost like, you know, you're back in the 1800s in the Civil War.
Yeah, we have some irreconcilable differences right now. These are not your daddy's Democrats.
Right.
These are not patriotic liberals. These are leftists who have taken over the Democrat Party. The only choice is to defeat them. You raised the central question of the book, which is, was 2016 and 2020, if the president can win, is it the last gasp of a nation, of a country who can still win at the ballot box, meaning freedom can still win in the political realm? Or is it actually, is it the last gasp, or is it a recognition that our days are behind us? And effectively, if Trump loses in 2020, we're handing the keys over to leftists who have rejected the premise of our country. Forget Joe Biden. He's the old view, even if he's the nominee. The new crop of leftists who come from the indoctrination camps of our schools and our universities, universities and our culture reject things like capitalism, like individual freedom, like equal justice, replacing it with identity politics and social justice. They're antithetical to Americanism, which is the premise of the book as well. So we're at one of those moments, and 2020 is the front line.
I worry about 2020, but not as much as 2024, because that's really when you got an opportunity to come in there, because, you know, a lot of times the party doesn't stay in office for that many years. Well, let's go back for a second to the Democratic Party, okay? I saw a thing on Facebook the other day that had a picture of John Kennedy. It said, what happened to my Democratic Party? We all know that Ronald Reagan said, I didn't leave the Democratic Party, they left me. What is going on? I mean, is there a Democrat who can actually save the party from this new agenda, the AOCs of the world? Because in discussions with friends and, you know, associates, they consider the President Trump being a problem. But they have no alternative. They don't want to say I'm for AOC. They don't want to say I'm for Biden. But they're criticizing. They have no solution. What they consider a problem, but they have no solution for it.
Yeah, they're people without a home. The solution they should find is to join the Republican Party or to support the president, get past their agitation with his tweets or his civility or his tone or the way he talks, and look at what he's done. People do that I think he will be reelected. But your point about John F. Kennedy, I mean, he was a tax-cutting, pro-life, anti-communist. And now we have Green New Deal, abortion-on-demand socialists who ultimately want to find reasons to defend the communist Chinese. Here's my worry about whether the Democrat Party can ever change, is that this is a party of their own making. Politics is downstream from culture and education. It's a lagging indicator. It catches up to where the culture is. And leftists have intentionally focused on higher education and our schools since the 60s. They seed the faculty, they seed the graduate students, then they seed the universities, then they push it all the way down. And effectively, you're teaching kids to not love the very country that they're in, that they're global citizens, not American citizens. Those kids become voters, and they become very demanding that it reflect what they believe, which is what was taught by radicals. And pretty soon, your old school Democrats are looking around and saying, I'm a person without a home because I'm not with Comrade Cortez, but I don't know where else to go.
A lot of people will hear our talk right now. And of course, you being on Fox News, you know, you're Republican. We don't get too much into politics, Pete. The fact that this is so obvious, it doesn't make a difference if you're a Republican, Democrat, or an independent.
That's right.
This is so obvious that the Democratic Party, trying to be nonpartisan, they are just ticked off about what happened. And they're even more ticked off about it's going to happen again. It almost feels like the Joe McCarthy era, where they are just absolutely badgering day in and day out till they scare the hell out of everybody in America. Because, like you say in the book, you have to muster and motivate fellow patriots to stand ready to defend. That almost sounds like mustering, like the Civil War.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not calling for a civil war. I'm not calling for violence at all. But what I am saying is now is the time to stand up and be counted.
Right.
In 2016, you know, a lot of people pulled the lever quietly, hiding their support for President Trump. 4 years later, we know who he is, what he represents. You love him or you hate him. But you know where he stands on the issues, and he's proven it time and time again. If you're a supporter of the president, then you should be just as proud to put on a red MAGA hat as anybody who's proud of putting on an Obama sticker or something for Biden. We live in a free country. Be proud of what you stand for. If they want to call you a racist or a misogynist or whatever, let them call you that. They're just trying to intimidate you, and it shouldn't work. And the more they realize it doesn't work, the less effective they are. And that's why Trump scares them so much, because he doesn't let their criticism back him down. He's taught us how to fight. And I think that clarifies the stakes, and it'll make 2020 so fascinating. It'll tell us a lot about where we are as a country.
Oh, I can't wait. They keep on showing these national polls showing Joe Biden leading Trump in this election. How is that possible? Is it a tactic that the Republicans are using to maybe not show that Trump is way out ahead, and they don't want to have the Republican voters become passive and not say, I don't have to vote, we got this thing snatched? That's the only thing I can come up with, because everywhere you look shows Biden really not up to speed.
Terrible. terrible, terrible candidate. I almost feel bad for Democrats except I don't. You can throw every national poll in the garbage. They don't matter. Our founders ensured that our elections were not natural. We're not a direct democracy. National numbers don't matter. We are a republic. We have an electoral college. You have to win a certain number of states together, and that is part of the absolute brilliance of our founders. They also notoriously oversample Democrats and independents that are lookalikes of Democrats. So you get these types of numbers. They get the numbers they want to see. These same polls said the same thing in November of 2016.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the reason why all the Russiagate stuff or the Obamagate stuff wasn't going to matter, is because Hillary Clinton, in the minds of everybody, had a 99% chance of winning.
Yeah.
So it was all going to be covered up. The swing state polls are the ones that matter, and right now Donald Trump has a strong lead or slightly ahead in all the ones that matter. Run up the score in California. Who cares?
Yeah.
What matters is what happens in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Ohio and Michigan and Florida, and I know that's where he's focused.
Let's go back for a second to Donald Trump's considering you for head up the Department of Veterans Affairs. Now,
yep.
Here you are, a decorated veteran. And thank you, by the way, Pete, for your exceptional service to our country.
I appreciate that.
Why would some organizations actually try to block that?
Many organizations. Anybody who takes on the status quo is going to get the heat and the anger and the fury and the hatred of that very status quo. And when I ran Concerned Vets for America, a vets group, we agitated really hard against the status quo thinking of the VA. We put the veteran at the center to say, why don't you let a vet choose? If they want to go to the VA facility, great. But if there's a great private doctor near them and they want to choose that, great. The dollars should follow them. It's common sense to all of us, to everybody else, to the bureaucracy at the VA, to the government unions, and to the veterans groups in Washington who have long since lost their core mission of looking out for vets. Those ideas are super threatening. And so they come out with everything they have to try to trash you and prevent you from getting in a position where you could implement those changes. So, yes, when I was under consideration, that was very, very close up to the last minute. A ton of groups and people came out against me. And in my mind, that was a good sign for me because it meant you're on the target, not you're going to get along to go along, which is how Washington has worked for so long.
Pete, is there a Democrat that can save their party with this agenda that they have inherited from AOCs of the world? Is there somebody out there that sees the light?
I don't know. I really, and I'm not trying to say that to be coy. The problem is the mob of their special interest groups, of their grievance groups, of Planned Parenthood, of the ACLU, is so powerful that it forces people into certain positions, even if they don't agree with them or believe them. There are some middle America Democrats who sound sort of populist tones. They're pro-life. They're pro-Second Amendment. Even then, they're forced to cater to the worst impulses of their national leaders. Plus, if you're pro-Second Amendment and pro-life in the Democrat Party today, you still have no home. I don't see it, and I don't mean that to be dismissive. I mean that to be concerning.
Pete, I liked your book, In the Arena. I don't know if you know this or not. I'm sure you do, that President Nixon had a book of the same name.
I didn't found out till I named it, and then I saw it, and I've got nine. So I ordered Richard Nixon's book, In the Arena. It's in my library.
American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free, and it's done by our guest from Fox News, Pete Hegseth. And again, I want to thank you for your service to our country, and please come back.
Ron, I appreciate it. I'd love to. Thank you.
Our guest has been Pete Hegseth, and there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Boy, our next guest is one talented man, and I don't think we've had him on the show in the past, so I'm lucky that he's here, and I hope that he comes back if he has a good time. He's an actor, he's a screenwriter, he's a director, and he and I have something in common that we'll chat about a little bit later on. He, of course, played Eric Delco on CSI Miami, and also Agent Luke Alves in Criminal Minds. We just had Joe Montagna on the show last week. Joining us right now is Adam Rodriguez. Hi, Adam. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
Hey, Ron. Yeah, great to be here, Ron. Thanks.
Well, we were talking before we went on the air about voices, and you were nice enough to say that I had a deep voice. But, boy, I tell you, you got a great voice, too. I mean, you'd be a hard man to compete with in the voiceover work.
Yeah, I wish I could get some of that. It's so funny, man. I've been trying for years, and I think out of at least 100 auditions, I might have gotten one job at any voiceover work. So I don't know. I might need to get some tips from you off air and figure out what I'm doing wrong.
Boy, I tell you, I wish I could give you some, but I'm in the same boat that you are sometimes. This voice is only available between 6 and 9 in the morning. After that, it turns into Minnie Mouse. I don't know what the deal is there. We're going to talk about all the things that you've done over a remarkable career, but tell us about this Showtime series, Penny Dreadful, which you play a major role in, strong, strong role, in episode 5. Now, this series is set in Los Angeles in 1938. I love pieces that are done in the past. I get a chance to watch all the old cars and all the old clothes and everything else. But tell us about this episode, okay? Would you, Adam?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, the series just started running about 5 weeks ago on Showtime, and it's also available on YouTube. It is set in 1938 Los Angeles, and it's got so many layers. I mean, the show at its core is sort of in the horror genre. It's got an element of good and evil that's going on, and it's the elements to it that make it a thriller horror genre show. But really, I think the stuff that people are gonna also get into is just how great. It's a family drama on some levels. There's espionage and spy, spy things happening. There's government corruption. There's obviously romance. All the wonderful elements you want to see when you're watching a great show. The story itself, like you said, takes place in 1938 Los Angeles. The heart of the show is this family that I'm a part of. I'm the eldest brother in a family called the Vega family. I play a community organizer and a union leader. My younger brother is the first Chicano LAPD detective. stage and figuring out who he is, and he ends up going down an interesting road where he gets involved with sort of the youth of that day, the rebelling youth, which was part of this Pachuco movement, the Zoot Suiters, and then we've got a younger sister who's also trying to find her way, and she ends up gravitating towards another element that that exists at that time, which I think people will find interesting. I don't want to get too much away about that.
No, right.
There's a battle being fought between the local government in L.A. because they're pushing to build a new freeway in Los Angeles between Pasadena and downtown Los Angeles. And so they basically want to displace all of the families, knock down homes, get rid of businesses, and essentially move people out of their lives there so that they can build this freeway right through the place they're living in. And there ends up being a big battle between both sides over this. There's another level of the story going on in local government, race for the mayor's office, and all of the backroom dealings that get done in a big city like L.A. At that time, struggle for power, who wants to make the money, who wants to be in control. And then, like I said, the overarching thing is this, this battle between good and evil, and these two sisters who are these angels. One's this archevil angel, and the other one is this other one who's sort of indifferent to trying to find her heart again. There's so much going on in the show, and the first episode is going to get you hooked. You'll get a taste of it, and second episode will be a bit more about setup, and then really the show gets firing in episodes 3 and 4. Now we're coming up on airing episode 5 this week. For those people that haven't started watching it yet, I think it's a great time to start, now that we're 5 episodes in, because you can binge if you want, and then still have something to look forward to for the end of the season.
It has been described as a psychological thriller with dark mystery and suspense, and I think that's going to be a unique format to have, because I don't think right now there's anything like that really on the air, so that's going to be something that's going to stand out, and I think that's great. Well, you bring a lot to the table, though. I mean, just to run down, I mentioned, of course, CSI Miami and Criminal Minds, but the feature film Magic Mike and its follow-up sequel. You also were on Night Shift, About Last Night, I Can Do Bad All By Myself, which won you an NAACP Image Award for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Motion Picture, Ugly Betty, Psych, Reckless on CBS, Felicity, Showtime's Resurrection Boulevard, and also some music videos with Lionel Richie's Call It Love and Jennifer Lopez's If You Had My Love. But the thing that we have in common is music, because I'm a singer and work with a 15-piece orchestra, and you play guitar and write music. So maybe we can collaborate on a few things here, Adam. But we got to get together on this.
I can't believe we've missed out on this opportunity up until now. What are we waiting for? We got to get started. I'm willing to bet you have more musical talent than I do. I don't really take my guitar playing or singing outside of the walls of my home. Unfortunately, I haven't gotten to the level of skill where I'm ready to go out and perform, but except for my wife and kids, I do love it. I love it. I love sitting down to play, and I love what music brings to the house, whether it's me playing it or, singing along to the radio. It's one of the great joys. My oldest now has got her learning piano and trying to work on her singing voice as well, and she loves it, and it's just adds so much to being at home. Absolutely love it.
There's no doubt about it, but I got to give you one little piece of advice. Don't totally take the advice of your wife and your kids, because they're the hardest critics. I mean, I can go out and perform to a room full of people, and they say, oh, well, we had a great time. And then I come back to my studio, and I'll bring my wife in or my children in and say, what do you think? And they said, nah, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to. You better go back and do something else. Well, it's coming up this week, episode 5 of the Showtime series Penny Dreadful, which stars our guest, a very talented man, Adam Rodriguez. And you're a terrific guest. We'd love to have you come back again. This is the first time you've been on, and we want to invite you back.
Oh, fantastic. I'll come back anytime, man. Yeah, and you mentioned my friend Joe Montaigne, who we had on, who obviously you know from speaking to him, this couldn't be a better guy. He's the best. So I like the people you keep company with. I'll be happy to come back anytime, Ron.
That sounds good. I appreciate it, and you make sure that you do that, and we'll be watching with this episode 5 of the series Penny Dreadful on Showtime. Thanks so much, Adam, and stay safe, my friend.
Fantastic. You too, Ron. Take care.
What a talented guy, and boy, great voice, he really does. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
2-1-0 Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley have made it safely into orbit in the Crew Dragon. SpaceX is now the first privately owned company to fly humans to the International Space Station.
On behalf of the entire launch team, thanks for flying with Falcon 9 today. We hope you enjoyed the ride and wish you a great mission.
Thanks, Paula. Congratulations to you and the F9 team for the first human ride for Falcon 9.
In Minneapolis, protests continue over the killing of George Floyd while in police custody. In Oakland, California, a federal security officer was killed during a demonstration. A second officer was also injured in a shooting outside the federal courthouse. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
World. It's Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest, and I don't know if he remembers this or not because it was a long time ago, has been with us in the past. He has covered television at the New York Post for the last almost 20 years, a little bit longer than that, in fact. He's authored 25 years. Wow, I was trying to make you look young there, but I guess no chance in that happening. And he's authored critically acclaimed biographies of Peter Sellers, Art Carney, Joey Bishop, Bobby Darin, Raymond Burr, Red Fox, and Ringo Starr. And the last time we chatted was when we were talking about his book about Red Fox. Joining us right now is Michael Seth Starr. Hello, Michael. How are you today? Welcome to the show again.
Hi, Ron. I'm great. How are you?
Good. I remember distinctly when our producer walked in and said, do you know a gentleman by the name of Michael Seth Starr? And I said, yeah, many years ago, we had him on the show talking about the great Red Fox book that you had written. And at that time, Michael, you had promised me, so you got to come through with this. I'm going to, you know, tell it to the world that we were going to talk about the book with Bobby Darin because I'm a big Bobby Darin fan. So we'll have to do that one day.
It would be my pleasure. He was a fascinating man.
I don't doubt that. Okay, but the next book that came out, well, the book that's come out right now is called Shatner. And, of course, this is a book about William Shatner, who we all know as Captain Kirk in Star Trek, but he's gone on to do so many things, Boston Legal. The guy is unbelievable. When you wrote this book, did you have any cooperation from him?
No, I didn't, Ron. I had interviewed Bill Shatner for the New York Post about maybe about 10 years ago. At the time, he had a talk show on the Bio Channel. It was a cable network called Shatner's Raw Nerve. It was a really good talk show.
Yeah,
he interviewed celebrity guests.
I remember that.
And that was fine. You know, I interviewed him for that. But I did reach out to his camp when I signed the contract for this book. And I was told that he had, quote, an overcommitted production schedule, which basically means he's not going to talk to you.
Right.
He's too busy. Well, that's what they said. They said he was too busy, so I couldn't get a hold of him. However, that's not the worst thing in the world, especially for somebody like Bill Shatner, who's had such a long, illustrious career. I mean, there's so much to cover there. I would have loved to have spoken to him mostly about his childhood in Montreal, because that's what always interests me about celebrities that I write about, their formative years, because those are usually the years that people don't know too much about, because these people seem to come out of nowhere and all of a sudden they're celebrities. But no, I didn't get any cooperation from him. But I was able to speak to neighbors of his from Montreal, people who work with him throughout the years on Star Trek and different movies and television shows, and I think it's a pretty comprehensive look at his life and career that I hope people will learn a lot about him when they read the book.
You know, many years of me doing what I do, I did have the opportunity to interview him a couple of times, especially most recently when he was doing a show with Henry Winkler that took place overseas. It was a funny thing. But here's a man who is so well known. He's kind of like an icon to a generation. He respected, but you say he's been imitated, beloved, but revered, but also disliked. And I guess I got to go in that corner first. Is he hard to work with?
Yes and no. I think through different phases of his career, he has been difficult to work with. When he was doing a Broadway show in the late 50s, early 60s called The World of Susie Wong, he fought with his co-star, France Noyen, who would actually later appear in an episode of Star Trek. They did not like each other. He actually had a physical altercation with one of his co-stars, a guy named Ron Randall. And that sort of reputation for being difficult followed him into Star Trek, although he would, if you had him on the phone now, he would probably say, well, I wasn't difficult to work with. It was the others who were. But I always say where there's smoke, there's fire. And if you read or if you just hear about the books that his Star Trek castmates from the original series wrote, most of them wrote their memoirs, Nichelle Nichols and George Takei, most famously James Doohan. They all were very, very critical of Bill Shatner and his behavior on the set. They accused him of being arrogant, of rewriting scenes so he would get more screen time, more face time, pushing them out of the camera lens, and when they were making the movies, rewriting scenes so their impact would be lessened. So, you know, whether or not that's true or not, I think you have to err a little bit on the side of caution. However, as I said, when there's more than one person saying this, you have to believe there's a kernel of truth to that.
Yeah.
And he's admitted to it. Every now, like, sometimes he'll say, yes, I could have been nicer, I could have been more understanding, I was too focused on the job and getting the job done. Other times he'll say, no, I, I don't, know what they're talking about. He said that to me when I interviewed him for the Post, for the New York Post, and I asked him about, he was at the time fighting with George Takei. You know, they still are, actually.
Yeah.
These guys are both in their late 80s, and they're like 12-year-olds fighting with each other on Twitter and accusing each other of stupid things. And he said, I never had any problem with him, but apparently there were some problems. And I think, though, as he's matured and mellowed, I mean, he's going to be 89 next month. And I think anybody, as they get older, for the most part, they can look back on their career and assess their life and career and say, yeah, you know, maybe I should have handled that differently. We all do that. Hindsight is 20/20. I think he has reassessed how his behavior. And I think as he's gotten more mellow and older, the sailing has been smoother for him on different projects with which he's been associated.
Michael, back in 1966, when he first got the gig on Star Trek, was there any mention of the fact of what he thought of that script and never thinking that possibly this thing would turn into an American cultural icon?
It's a good question that I don't think anybody can answer. I mean, at the time, let's face it, at the time to him, to Bill Shatner, it was another job. I mean, he, at that point in his career, he had made a few big-budget Hollywood movies, The Judgment of Nuremberg and The Brothers Karamazov, that hadn't really lifted him up into the upper echelons of A-list stars, I think, as he had been hoping. At the same time, he was keeping busy, unbelievably busy, with episodic television, live television, and here in New York, and going back to Toronto and Montreal and Los Angeles, and shooting episodes of The Twilight Zone and Alfred Hitchcock Presents and Playhouse 90 and Alcoa Theater. He was everywhere on TV screens. So, and then he had a CBS series called For the People in 1965, and that was canceled, and that in turn led to Star Trek. So I think he, at the time, he just saw it as another job and another opportunity. And if you look back now, even diehard Star Trek fans will tell you the show was not a success. It was not a success in any of its three seasons on NBC. It was not very highly rated. But NBC did bring the show back year after year for those three seasons because it had a very loyal fan base, and they were writing letters to NBC officials, and it was popular enough to warrant at least another life for three seasons, but then it was over. And it was for everybody on that show. They just went on and moved on to the next gig, next acting job, and then who knew how much the show was going to take off when it started airing in repeats about a year and a half later. A whole new generation discovered it. People who didn't see it the first time around started watching it. It was more accessible. It was on more often. It was on more stations. And it just really caught on and created this whole mythology that might have existed from the beginning, but now just grew to mythic proportions. And as it is, as we know it today, just one of the most popular, iconic shows in American television history.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you mentioned The Twilight Zone. Now, I remember that episode distinctly. That's where he saw the monster on the wing. A great role that he played. Do you remember that one?
Yes, Nightmare at 20,000 Feet. There's a picture of it in the book for people who are interested. It's funny you mention that, Ron, because when he's talked about that episode. I actually interviewed the director of that episode, and again, you know, when they were making it, I mean, the Twilight Zone was a very respected show for its time, and of course, Rod Serling was brilliant.
Right.
To them, it was just, you know, another episodic show. You show up, you do your lines. They had a guy dressed in a gremlin costume jumping up and down on the wing of the plane, and you know, it was, to them, probably seemed kind of silly at the time, but it was a very that's one of the, to me, one of the best episodes of the series, and it really is creepy. Took on, as did Star Trek, mythical status years later. Shot in black and white, which I think helps.
Yeah,
there's something about black and white television. I don't know what it is. It just makes it more vibrant in a way.
I couldn't agree with you more. And, of course, his performance on Boston Legal, I think, is sensational. That character was great. The book is out right now, so we can get it. It's called Shatner. It's penned by Michael Seth Starr. And, Michael, it's a great book, really, as I suggest everybody get it, because everybody's a William Shatner fan of some sort or another. But you got to do me this favor now. You got to come back and talk about the Bobby Darin book.
Let's set it up.
Okay.
We'll set it up. I'd be happy to talk about Bobby.
Okay.
He was great.
And maybe down the line.
He's been a lot into 37 years, I'll tell you that.
And maybe down the road, even Raymond Burr, because that was another character that had an interesting background. Hey, Michael, it's always nice chatting with you, and I look forward to having you back, my friend. Good luck with Shatner, okay?
Thanks, Ron.
Our guest has been Michael Seth Starr, and the name of the book is called Shatner. It's about William Shatner. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at St.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
States and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. I'm really excited to talk to our next guest because, believe it or not, for those of you who have listened to me for any length of time, you know that I'm not the guy that kind of wants to rough it, you know, but I got to tell you, I have of late got a real interest in camping. Really, I'm serious. And this time of the year, you think about that, but this COVID-19 is kind of proving that that might be the safest way to go on vacation. So we're going to be talking to the president and the CEO of KOA Campgrounds of America. And she is right now live from the Yellowstone River at the historic first ever KOA campground. Joining us right now is Toby O'Rourke. Hi, Toby. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me.
So tell us about where you're at right now. That's pretty exciting.
I'm in
Billings, Montana. So Billings is where KOA is headquartered, but specifically I'm sitting, as you said, at the campground in our local community, which is the first KOA. So we have 525 locations across the U.S. and Canada, but this is the first KOA, which started 58 years ago. It's a pretty special place for us.
I guess it would be. Now, tell us about this report that was recently, the results of it, released, talking about why camping is probably going to rebound faster than any other type of vacation. And in my mind, that makes all the sense in the world.
Yes, we wanted to understand how people were going to travel and how people were going to recreate in light of the pandemic. So we did this survey end of April, beginning of May, and it had some really great results in showing that people are definitely prioritizing the outdoors, thinking about enthusiasm for camping. People who camp want to keep camping. Trips that they've canceled, they're replacing with camping. Those who have never camped before are now interested in camping. In fact, a third of people who have never camped before now say they want to camp just like you did. And a lot of that's driven by safety. So we asked people to rank different forms of travel, and camping ranked at the top of that list for campers and non-campers alike. So we're definitely excited to welcome people to the outdoors this summer. We know people have been at stay-at-home orders. They're anxious to get out. And the report said that people are prioritizing the outdoors more than ever.
Now, I think there's a misconception here with camping, because I always joke on the air that my idea of camping is a black and white TV at a Ritz-Carlton, okay, because I just can't picture myself in a tent out in the woods. But we're talking about an altogether different type of camping. I live across the street from a state park, and I go back there and watch those campers, and boy, it is exciting. I mean, they got these great units. It's nice and peaceful. Mm-hmm. It's a very friendly atmosphere. The people are very, very nice and neighborly. I mean, this is what we're talking about. I mean, I guess you can do it either way, but you're talking about a safe place to be where, you know, people have all the same interests and a very nice environment. Tell us about the KOA camps, because I'm always fascinated on a highway when I go by there. I want to go in and see what it's all about.
Yeah, you're definitely not going to have to rough it when you camp anymore. So at KOA, we serve all types of campers, regardless of how you want to get out there, which I think is pretty special about our system. So every campground has tent sites for those who tent. So obviously serve the RV population, and you were just talking, there's all forms and fashions and sizes and shapes of RVs, and they can be quite luxurious. And people are really gravitating towards cabins in recent years. So we've got two cabin products, more of a rustic cabin, which we call a camping cabin. Cabin has bathrooms and kitchens, you know, all those amenities of home that you're used to, but yet you have that outdoor experience and the fire. And then also glamping is now the new thing in camping. So a lot of our locations are putting in more unique accommodations, canvas tents and yurts and a variety of things like that. So definitely any way people want to try camping, you can find it at a KOA.
Then that clamping, is that what it is?
Glamping. It's a mashup of the word glamour and camping, and it's definitely speaking to that idea of a more luxurious, comfortable way to camp.
Okay. And from the standpoint that we talked earlier about safety, of course, you've got a lot of people around you, so you don't have to worry about, you know, the bad element coming into it. You're in a safe place. It's all guarded, yeah, and everything else. And the other part of the thing is that because of this social distancing, it probably has a much more appeal today than it would have maybe even 4 or 5 months ago, even though camping is huge all the time. And I guess the real nice part about it is you don't have to worry about going into a hotel room that strangers have been for the past 20 years.
In light of coronavirus, people are gravitating towards camping because of safety, speaking specifically to social distancing. So there's, first of all, you're in the outdoors. As you said, that's obviously a good choice right now, is outdoors versus indoors. There's ample space between campsites. A lot of people are traveling by RV, in self-contained unit. Bring your own stuff, have your own bathroom, make your own food. So that provides a lot of comfort in terms of safety. Also, campgrounds like ours are taking a lot of precautions to make sure things are as safe as possible, as clean as possible, in order for everybody to, you know, to recreate responsibly.
Now, let me pose this to you. What about cost? Okay, because obviously it's got to be very cost efficient and very competitive to staying in a hotel or a bed and breakfast or something of that nature.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it depends on how you're camping, and all camping is priced, you know, based off the location that they're in competitively within the market. But obviously you can tent camp for, you know, I would say roughly $20 to $30 for tent sites, but it could go upwards based off the type of site. And similar with RV sites, you might start around $40, but could go up based off some of the different amenities. We have things called patio RV sites, for example, that are the most popular and rented first by by far on our campgrounds. And these have nice outdoor patios, seating areas, grills, fire experience. And then cabins, it's again, just depends on the location, but very comparable to a hotel room, if not cheaper, for sure.
I got to tell you, I'm really interested in this cabin situation. There's no doubt about it. Now, again, I want to remind everybody who just tuned in that the reason the quality here might be a little different from our guest is because she is live from the scenic Yellowstone River at the historic first ever KOA campground. And I imagine the site there is just absolutely sensational. Is it not, Toby?
Oh, it's beautiful, yes. This is a quintessential KOA. We've got beautiful RV sites, great cabins, nice tent sites. We're right along the river. And today is just a picture-perfect day. Barely a drop of wind. But they've also got this beautiful, to call it mini golf would be an understatement, adventure golf, if you will. And that's pretty common of KOAs. You're always going to find some form of recreation. You know, most KOAs have swimming pools. They've got something like this golf. There's always something to keep people entertained, no matter the age that you are.
Okay, now we can go to what website to take a look at the different locations and to make reservations, right?
Right. To learn more about all of our parks and to make reservations, to go to KOA.com. Pretty easy to remember. We've also got, you know, I think it's really important people do that now so they can understand more about what's happening at their local KOA based off stay-at-home orders and stuff. And then we also have an app people can download, so it's very convenient.
Okay. Now, I'd be remiss of the minutes we have left to not ask you this. Why do you spell campgrounds with a K? It's so confusing.
Like I said, we are almost 60 years old, and back in the early days, they tried to trademark campgrounds with a C and couldn't do that because that word is too commonly used.
Okay.
So that's it. It formed with the K.
President,
a bit of history for you.
There you go. I use that at a cocktail party when they come back. The president and CEO of KOA, Campgrounds of America, our guest Toby O'Rourke, telling us about this COVID-19 survey that KOA Camping administered and the shows that camping is the latest thing to do. Hey, Toby, come back anytime, and I'm going to jump on the bandwagon.
Well, sounds good. We hope to see you this summer.
Okay, great. That'll be great. I am excited about that. That'll be a fun time. Thanks, Toby.
Thanks a lot.
Can you picture me by the campsite with the hot dogs and the marshmallows with the moon shining up above? That's me all over. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of the history's most iconic war vessels as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Play over 300 ships across 10
different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, a perfect balance of naval action and strategic gameplay. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, the thinking man's action game, at worldofwarships.com. The invite code is BOOM, B-O-O-M. That's going to wrap things up with Ron Sedgy today. We want to thank you for listening and our guests for joining us. And they include John Ratzenberger, Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars, also Bo Derek from Fox & Friends, Pete Hegseth, actor Adam Rodriguez, author Michael Starr, and Toby O'Rourke, the president and CEO of KOA Campground. Well, we'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.